يس يس يس.
יש לנו שיעור אצלנו זה שיפור ללמוד ולפתוח את הלב ואת המוח
שיעור שכולו שמחה עם משחקים תיאטרון ושירה והמורה שלנו מגלה רק לנו מה זאת
We are in our regular lesson, and the topic is what will be happening at the Congress. First of all, what is a Congress? Who knows? We are meeting with all sorts of children there, and we're going to be uniting with them and getting to know them. Okay, great, but what for? Yes, so that we can reach the Creator eventually. Okay, you want to add something? So that we can feel each other. Great.
And
while, what's in being able to feel each other? What about it? Who wants to answer? We will love each other, and that way we'll reach the Creator. Okay. Now, so for this, we have to do some actions at the Congress, right? Lots of children from lots of countries are coming to the Congress. Do you know how many countries? 52 countries. I don't know, is that true? 52 countries. And how many languages will we have at the Congress? 30 languages. 26. So how will you be talking to them? We are going to speak English to them. English is a language that almost all the countries know how to speak. The entire world knows how to speak it. So did you guys prepare yourselves? Yeah? We have every Saturday, when we're done with your lesson, we have an English lesson that one of the grown-ups teaches us. Okay, you want to add something? Yes, the girls have a lesson every Sunday during the friends gathering, and the girls gather together and study English. Okay. And you already feel that you can speak? No? Yes and no. But you still have 20 days left, so you can still learn. Maybe we should hold more lessons. Maybe you should start speaking English amongst yourself from now until the Congress. What? First of all, it will be quieter here. Okay, so we can also study at home. That's right. So start doing that. Okay, you have another advice, piece of advice? And most children study English in school, so we can practice when we have free time. And now the question is, what will you do with all of these guests from the 52 different countries, all even though you're going to be speaking the same language with them? Do you have plans for what you're going to do? Let's start. We are going to have different activities. We're going to sing together. We're going to have lessons. And if I'm correct, we're going to have lots of interesting games. I even went to this place and they thought it's a wonderful, beautiful place. We'll have room to play outside. So you're saying that there is a organized space for children, right? Yes. Then we'll also be able to participate in all of your lessons and in all of the friends' gatherings. Really? You're going to be participating in all of my lessons? Yes, whoever wants to. And who doesn't want to can go and play. Yes, Babo. We are going to have different seminars and different cooperation games, different activities through which we can unite. Yes. We are also going to have lots of social activities. We're going to have a gym day, so we'll have different competitions, but the concept there is that each group has to cooperate. Hold on. Sports, gym is competition, isn't it? No, it's going to be a friendly kind of gym. Oh, okay. So it's a type of gym where we're going to clarify the connection between us.
No?
Someone at the back wants to say something? No? We also have an activity, an introductory activity, so that we're going to try to become more comfortable, and by throwing around a ball, we're going to introduce ourselves, say what our name is, our age, our the languages that we speak, and the country we come from. So you're saying that first of all we have to get to know each other. But by the time you get to know each other, how many children are going to be there? 500 children. By the time you're going to finish meeting everyone, the Congress is going to end. Yes. We're going to have a game that's called the Unity Game, where two children are standing and their feet are tied together and they have to walk together. They have to walk together to get somewhere. Okay. So one can't move without the other. And by that, they learn that only with your friend you can succeed. Okay, more. We're going to have a choir that will sing. And choir, boys and girls? Yes. Lots of them? Is this a big choir? Whoever wants to. No, only the ones that have been studying. Okay. So who is part of this choir? Show me your hands. Oh, not so many kids, actually. Why, you don't want to sing? What songs are you going to be singing? Songs in English. Oh, good. Okay, someone at the back wants to ask a question. I don't think I've ever heard her voice. At the very back. If I'm not mistaken, we're going to have groups according... We're going to be divided into groups according to age, and each group will have a certain order of games that they're going to play to unite. Anyone else wants to add at the back? Yes, please. In the first day, we're going to have introductory game and unity games, and we're going to have a show, a juggling show. We're going to have a theater and singing, and all of us together, we're going to have an opening ceremony, a very special opening ceremony. We're going to have a lesson with the Rav and the songs. Wow, you're going to participate in all of these things? It's very difficult. Yes, but it's divided according to different ages. Okay. And in the evening, the older children are going to perform in front of everyone at the cultural evening. Wow. What are you going to do? Are you going to dance ballet or show us a show? What kind of show? A theater act? Who can tell us? The girls don't really know how to tell the story. So one of the boys, someone? Except of these guys over here, someone at the back. I want everyone to participate. Okay. We're going to have a show about the cogwheels. And then everyone's going to participate or no? Who's going to participate in this show? Tell me. In this specific one. Who? That's it? Six children. Okay. Okay, what other shows are you going to have? We have a show from the older girls as well about the Congress. Tell me a little bit about the show, about the play. Who can tell me about it? It's going to be a show in English, and it's going to be like a musical. We're going to combine our songs, and we're going to pass on the message that we can't succeed on our own, and that we have to be together. And how many girls are participating in this play? Show me your hands. Okay. So, all in all, how many of you are there? 70? No, I think that there are more. 90. And here we have half the children. What else do you want to add? There's another show, right? Yes. There's a show, a play with Tomer, who is saying the news, and he says someone here is coming from Toronto or from Australia. He's a news anchor, and he says someone comes from Israel and Australia and all different places. Okay, what do you want to add, Yachi? You want to add something? Yes, please.
Yeah.
It's not about the show, but we are going to have a play that's called The Flying Carpet. What? You found one? I was trying to get one and I couldn't. No, it's a game. It's a game where we're all going to stand on a piece of material, and together we will have to turn the material around and stand on the other side. And whoever falls off this carpet is, we have to start all together. Because we have to do it together. We'll start again. Okay, you should invite me as well. I want to participate. Okay. We're going to have lots of unity games. That's very important. What about you? The boy behind you. Itamar wanted to say that, for example, let's say someone comes on a kangaroo. Is he actually going to jump on a kangaroo? No. And then these are going to be representing like a ninja from Japan or a basketball player, different things that will represent the different countries. Okay, excellent. How about new children? I want to give an opportunity to everyone to speak. The girls... Someone at the back. Anyone who didn't speak yet. There is a game that really shows that as if we're crossing the machsom, and there are different ropes, and each group has to cross this path. And each person has to cross this, but he can't do it on his own because he needs the support of everyone to do this. And oh, truly like this. But and if someone doesn't want to do it, is it felt that you can't cross it? That's wonderful, because that's the only way to cross the machsom. So what is the condition to cross the machsom? What is it called? Arvut, mutual guarantee. That's right. Okay, microphone to the front. We're also going to have songs. What songs?
B1
Kli. Remind him, help him out. Yeshar Kel. Don't yell like this without the microphone. Take the microphone from him and say it. There's a song about the cogwheels. There's a Yeshar Kel. There's going to be B1 Kli and two or three other songs that I wasn't told about yet. Okay. You. We're going to have a game that's called the chair game. You take chairs, children stand up on these chairs, and then one child has to stand with another, and they have to pass the chairs all the way to the back to cross over. And if it falls, then you start again. So once again, you're talking about again where one can't succeed without everyone. That's right, because they have to pass the chairs from one child to the other. Okay, great. I see that all of these games are about unity and about how one needs a group. There's also a game that's about, it's a treasure hunt. Can you tell us a little bit about it? How do we look for it? What is this treasure? Do you know? Girls, are you going to participate in this? Yes, at the back, please. Essentially, we're going to be divided into groups, and each group is going to have their own color. Each one is going to receive a letter, and you're going to receive a key to how to read this letter, because it's going to be written in a special language. Oh, but what kind of language? Is it going to be English or Hebrew? Hebrew, because it's very ancient. Actually, it's going to be, these are going to be different symbols. And then when we're going to, it's going to say, in this letter, it's going to say where the next letter is. And this way, from one letter to the other, until we reach the treasure. So here we're going to have both groups again, boys and girls. You're going to have a different game? No, it's the same thing. Wait, wait, wait. Speak into the microphone. Yes, please. It's going to be separately, and we're going to have different types of grades. For example, grade 4, age from age 8 to 12, but the boys and the girls are going to be separate, and we're going to have the same activities, but in a different order. What do you prefer? Do you prefer playing with the boys and the girls, or separately? Who wants to play together or separately? Together and now separately. Vote for it. Boys, girls, who wants to play with the boys and without the boys? They are more ready for unity. Okay. Excellent. What else? Give him the microphone to the back. There's a game that's called the introductory game. And this way, each child is going to get to know another. We're going to get a clock, and inside there are numbers, and I don't really know what's going to happen, but there we're going to have to write different names, and I don't know the rest. What? Hold on, we have to learn about it. But there's another game that I do know. It's a circle with another circle. What are you talking about? A hoop. It's a circle with a hoop, and we have to pass the hoop around. What? And you just stand around? No. We pass the hoop around. Okay, I can't hear you without the microphone. What's happening? Who can explain it to me better? You have to pass the hoop from one person to the other. What do you mean? How? Everyone is connected, and then you go inside the hoop, and you have to pass it on to the next child, something like that. Okay, now the girls. What he meant is that you're supposed to pass it on without touching it with your hands. Oh, because I didn't understand what he meant. Okay. I forgot. Okay, the girl behind you. We're also going to have a game that I think it's called a bug with lots of feet. We're going to have lots of children in one row, and we're going to be probably connected or something, and then we have to walk together, and we're not allowed to get separate. Of course, you can separate if you're connected by rope. Okay, so you have to learn how to walk together with your eyes closed. Okay. Right now, we have 409 children with us together. They're going to be divided into groups. Groups according to age, from 0 to 4, 110 children, 4 to 9, which we have 40-something children, 6 to 9 boys, 50 children, 9 to 12, 35 girls, and 40 girls, and then teenagers, 36 boys, and 36 boys. Okay, so sort of you have the same amount of children. So this is how they're going to be divided. Okay. And they're all going to be present in my lessons? Yes, you're probably going to want to sit in my lessons, right? Yes. we want.
But
I think that if it's hard for you to sit because it's an hour and a half, so what? What do you mean, so what? Half an hour and then you can go. An hour and then you can go. Whoever wants to stay, he can stay at the lesson. But if it's hard for you and you want to exit, then we're going to have a corner where they can play so that they're not bored. Okay, so you're going to have team leaders that will direct you during the lesson and outside the lesson. So will you have lessons as well? Yes. Who can tell me about this? Yes. We're going to have lessons with you and with Gilad. And we are going to be able to participate in the cultural evenings and in the meals. You're going to participate with us, with the grown-ups? Whoever wants to. What? Who doesn't want to participate with the grown-ups? I always wanted to.
Yes.
This game that he talked about with the clock, what happens is that each person receives a clock and he gives this clock to someone else. And there's a spot to write his name, and then they choose. So the name is beside a number, a clock, and then when Gilad says the hour, they have to meet at this hour and talk about a certain topic. Baruch, what did you want to say? I want to say that you said that at the Congress we have to be just like the grown-ups, like as if we are part of them. Yes, but it's not that you have to walk around like this, I'm so important and fat and big. No, I meant that you have to be responsible, that you are responsible for uniting with your guests that are coming, and he is truly inviting them over and is hugging them and uniting with them. That's what I meant for each person. Yes. Yehi. About the game with the bug with the lots of legs, what happens is one sits down and he moves his right leg, and then everyone has to move his right and then left leg, and then everyone has to move his left leg, and that's how we move forward. Oh, so that's like dancing around. Okay. What about you? You remember what you wanted to say? There's a game when there is music and everyone is jumping around. Oh, and once the music stops, you have to write the name of the child that you are standing beside, and then there are numbers, and when a certain number is called, you have to meet up with the child that has the same number as you. Okay, so now I have a question. Wow, you have so many activities. How are you going to be able to do all of these things, my lessons and then meals and cultural evenings? Hold on, what? Take the microphone. Don't say a word without the microphone. But we're staying there until 11 at night. From 10 in the morning to 11 at night. From 10 in the morning, we continue with the day of the Congress until 11 at night. Whoa, no, I don't agree to this. I can't do this. That's too much. But hold on. Wow, so many games that you prepared. Right now, in the meantime, are you talking with our friends outside of Israel? No, you don't know. They're not sending their pictures to you? They're not? What's going on? There are children that are not very active in the forum, and that's why when I'm trying to talk to them, there's a really small amount that I can talk to on the forum. Okay. And the girls? No, as well. Okay, let's fix this thing. Until next week, until our next lesson, we are going to put efforts into this. It doesn't matter what they want to do. It doesn't. Maybe it's hard for them. What we're going to do is we're going to get emails. You know what emails are, right? They're inboxes. Boxes of everyone that comes here. Hers are the children's, and send them a picture with some kind of hello message that we want to connect with them, with her, with him, and ask them to email you back, give them an address, our email address. Do we have only one address for people to message our back or no? Not personally. They should send their picture and their answer to one email address, and this is how we're going to start connecting to them, okay? What language? English. Only English. And then we will translate it to his parents if he knows it or if he doesn't know it. But now use English only. All the other languages are not being used. Yes. It's hard to talk on the forum because it's hard to log in and everything. Ismail made it a little too difficult. Okay, so go to him and tell him to make it less complicated. I did tell him. You have to sit here beside someone who will teach you how to do this and start talking to them. And not only before the Congress, after the Congress as well. You have to keep in touch with these children. You have to continue talking to them. But for now, ask them to send pictures so that when I see their faces, I'll be able to say hello so that I know them. Yes. But we were taught how to use the forum, but it's too many words and I can't remember. No, you have to have simple things. If you are going to have a small dictionary in English, you will see that 30 words and you can write anything you want. Okay, what other activities do we have? Yes. About the treasure hunt, it's a mistake. It's like what I remember what we had in Fire Sea Train. I got a paper that had a question, and the answer is the next place that we have to go to. And then me and my friend have to think about this place, and if we answer correctly, we have to go to this place and look for another piece of paper, and then there's a map, and with this map, we have to go to another place, and so on like this. And then so do you find something in the end, some treasure or not? Yes. Chocolate is good as well. Yes, please. There is something in addition to this that's similar to this, and it's called Search for the Person. There are two groups, and each group is holding a piece of puzzle, and they're going somewhere, and they are marking with arrows on the floor where they're going, and the second group has to go and find them, and each time they have to go and collect someone with this puzzle, and then at the end when they find everyone, they connect the puzzle together. Good, okay, so we agree. Somehow we summarize this matter. We understand what's happening. Wow, how many games, so many games. I think you have more activities than the grown-ups. So we'll have room on the grass, so if someone wants to run around with the balls, they can, right? Yes. Yes, please. We're also going to have a darbuka activity. Oh, you like doing that, right? We're going to have a sport day. A whole day? Almost. We're also going to have a game that's called kick the ball outside the circle. So someone stands inside the circle and he has to kick the ball out, and the children who are standing around him, he kicks the ball and he has to kick the ball under the legs, under the knees of these children, and whoever gets the ball, if the ball goes under his knees, he goes inside the circle. Okay, so what I understand is that all the games are about how we unite, about how I can do anything on my own only with the help of my friends. And if I can do something on my own, I should still prefer to do this together, even though if it's easier on your own. So who can tell me what's up? Why is this important? Why is it important to do things together? What about it? Who can tell me? It's more fun together. More fun. Okay, can you clarify it more? Yes. Because there are people who are supporting you. There are what? That are supporting you. Okay, that's fine, but more. What's the reason? And then you can say, because if you're treating your friends nicely and you're asking them for the surrounding light, Or Mekif, then you get this Or Mekif, the surrounding light, from your friends. Just like you drew for us once, that I rise up on a higher level and then I'm asking my friends for more Or Mekif. Oh, wow, you're telling us about going up the ladder. Okay, what about you? You wanted to add something? We're doing this together. If we're doing it together, then reaching our ability to reach the goal is stronger and we climb more. So that we know how not to use other people. Okay, more? Because together our desire to bestow, to give, is stronger, bigger. Okay, boys, we have to show that we can't do this without our friends, but only with cooperating. Wow, excellent. This is the first time he's speaking, and he's speaking directly about the topic. You should learn from him. I also wanted to say about the shows, the plays. I think that in our group, I think we have 3 or 4 different shows, and we have to practice the English a little bit, and I think we created even more shows that we can translate and put them in the Congress. And there, one of the shows talks about 2 people who want to create a show and a movie, and there is one who writes and one who cuts down trees and one I don't remember what. And then in the beginning they started hating each other and they hurt each other. And then the 2 managers didn't like this, and then they tried to do this with love, and then everyone connected and made the movie. Okay, excellent. Yes, a question, please. What is the importance of taking a role during the Congress? What should we think about when we are doing an activity or something? Because it's really easy to lose our thoughts, our intention while we're doing things. Each person has to try and do dissemination with all his might, with everything he can. And therefore, if I have the opportunity to just do anything, just a little bit, let's say even distribute, give out tea to people, fine. But if I have an opportunity to give a lecture or even write a book or publish a newspaper or a television, or that means that the bigger things a person is able to do, he has to do it, because otherwise he is not using his skills, his abilities, because he was giving them and he doesn't know how to use them. Each person has to give his best, and that's why person has to do as much as possible. You can't stop in the middle. You can't say, oh, that's enough, because he's not doing as much as I do, and he doesn't either. You shouldn't look at anyone else, but use all the force that you have, your mind, your memory, your desire, everything. Maybe I have some special skills that I know about. You have to use everything, single thing for dissemination. Otherwise, a person doesn't actualize himself. Maybe he is better than anyone, but he can even be better than that, and he's not doing it. Then he is already called lazy and he doesn't receive advancement. You shouldn't be looking at others. I'm telling you from my own experience. Don't look at anyone else in life. Just be the way... Be the way you are as the best person in the world. Yes. I have a question. Yes. If you want to do something, but you don't have the opportunity to do it in the way the world can see, is it still called that I'm helping and giving, bestowing, and so on? Even with your desire, with actualizing your desire to the extent that you can, that's called dissemination as well. Yes. I have a question. You know how you said that each person has to look only at themselves, but isn't that ego? No, it's not ego, because I'm not taking a bad example from others, that it's enough for me. I have to take a good example from others, that I want to be like them, and even more. It's not ego, because I'm doing this for other people. So, anyone new? No? Okay. Baruch, I have a question. We have games like soccer that are pretty egoistic, and where we are forced to come to these activities and so on. So I want to ask, how can we, the children, you already said that we have to play and so on, but I want us, between the children, to be just like the grown-ups. I don't want us to swear at each other, and so I want to act in bestowal, with giving, just like you're talking about. Okay, I'll tell you something. In the externality, outside, on the outside, we can do all the possible games. The question is, what is our intention? What is our intention? Do you understand? If we are playing soccer, let's say we have two groups, but with this we want to get rid of the tension, and then so that we'll be able to sit quietly at the lesson, then it doesn't matter if I'm playing against someone, one group against the other. Here we can do it with friendliness as well, because we are playing according to the rules, but we are also working with the unity between us. I know that it's hard to explain right now, but it's possible. It's actually easier to play with these games where we are connected together and we're going towards one goal and not towards two different goals, or each group has a different goal. I understand that it's easier, but nevertheless, you should try this as well. Yes. Question. What do we have to do when we are giving at the Congress? What should be our intention? Who can answer this question? Boys? Girls? Yes. We should think that the goal that we want to reach, we want to reach the goal, and we want to unite and reach the Creator. Who wants to add to this? We have to come to the Congress with a lacking, with a desire, and know that at the Congress itself, we have to fulfill this lacking with our unity. Okay. You want to say something? Your neighbor.
לא, 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 לא.
Not you.
ליד, כן.
Your neighbor.
לא שומעים.
We can't hear you. We have to think about how we can help the others. Okay. You have a question? For example, if I have a role at the Congress and I think that I can't suit this role because I'm egoist, because I'm a jealous person, so what? What do I have to do? Do I have to just give up this role and that's it? What? How can you give up on a role if you were given one? How can you do this? Do we really have cases like this? What do you mean? If someone comes to me and tells me, you have to do this for your group, we are giving you a role, and I'm going to tell him what? No, I'm an egoist, I'm not suitable for this role, then I'm even a bigger egoist. What is this? What, are you scared? Are you a coward? No. So why do you answer them like, why did you answer to them like that? Here, you have an opportunity. There's no such thing. What are you talking about? Is this really happening? No, no. I didn't ask. I asked just for nothing. No, no, no. You can't do that. I have an answer for Leo's question. Even if right now you have a chance to do this, it's as if you're telling your group, no, I don't want to unite with you. Because each person gives their goal to the group, and this is what's special, that this is how he can do it in the group. Very good. You should learn from him. Do we have more questions? New girls, maybe? No. Okay. It's about Lior's question. It's not that we just don't want to unite with our group. It's even more egoistic because we're essentially saying, I'm an egoist, so I'm going to embarrass myself and I'm going to do this and everyone is going to think that I'm an even a bigger egoist because he's scared that he's not going to succeed. And that's why he's saying he doesn't want to do it. You're just scared from being ashamed of not being successful.
No, what?
Okay, more?
כן. אז זה בכוונה. אם אתה רוצה מאוד, אני אתן לו.
On purpose. You have, if you want to answer, you have to give it up for your friends. You're happy, right? It's also about Leon's question. Even if when you participate, your ego can go down from the unity, and then you won't be an egoist anymore. That's right. We shouldn't give up. Yes, please. You said that when we are advancing, our ego grows. But what if I want to give up on the role that I was given? Then my ego grows, but doesn't it mean that I'm advancing? How can you advance if I'm not actualizing the role that I was given? You can't. The role for the benefit of the group is the biggest means for advancement. What is the entire group called? All of society, what is it called? Adam HaRishon. It includes all the souls. And here I'm saying, here, do something to unite all these souls. So it's the biggest correction that you can have. And I'm saying, no, 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 I don't want this. So your advancement is in actually uniting in with using something between people. Yes, you at the back. I also think that the advancement is when you think that no, you won't be able to succeed, but you and that you're gonna cause damages, but instead you actually try and put effort into it. This is what I'm recommending to you. Whoever cannot do something on their own, ask for help. Try to do things on your own and quickly, and if you see that you're not able to do it, then take your friend. turn to your group leader and try that to the extent that you can try to do it. But to say no right from the beginning, then no. Too bad for this person because he's not earning any advancement. I have a question. But what if you're giving a role where you don't have the talent to do it? Let's say a child who is not good in management and he's not able to do it, then I don't think that your leader will give it to you from the beginning. Okay, so we're done. So what are we doing for next week? Of course we're going to have a song, but wait. First of all, listen to what I have to say. Until next week, we are going to try and email everyone. We're going to email everyone with our pictures and everything, and we're asking them to send us all of their answers and responses and pictures to one email address. Everything they want to send it to us. If they can't do this in English, tell them to write it in any other language, okay? That's it. What is the topic for next lesson? Song. What is a song? Oh, what is a song? Friends, we already had a lesson about friends. What is a congress? We already had this topic. What goal should be at the congress? We've already talked about it. How to connect with friends that we don't know. Okay, that's fine. We'll talk about it. How do we overcome our ego? That's a big topic. Without the microphone, yell out.
No.
For next lesson.
No, sure, again.
Yes.
No, where?
Quickly.
Tough. Okay.
Okay. Never mind. Yes. Reality and spirituality. Okay. Intention. We already talked about it. The importance of friends. Oh, that's a good topic. So, our next topic, be quiet. Write this down. Next topic for the next lesson is the greatness of my friends. And what I have here is an email where all the children can write to us. fkids@gmail.com. Is this understood? fkids@gmail.com. And on Sunday, the upcoming Sunday, at 5:30, our time, we are going to have a conference. You know what a conference is? It's a communication with all the groups that are coming to the Congress. This upcoming Sunday.
Oh, wait, no.
This is the Sunday before the Congress, not next Sunday. So why am I talking about it now? So that they know about it in the world. Okay, on the 25th of January 2009, we have a conference. Instead of the lesson with Gilad, and that will happen at 5:30.
Conference.
A conference at 5:30. And do we have a song at the end or what?
שיעור, אצלנו זה שיפור, ללמוד ולפתוח את הלב ואת המוח. שיעור שכולו שמחה, עם משחקים